Boy Talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. I left my Facebook open. That was that noise. Over there is Ooh Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Were you going to say that's embarrassing?
Yeah, I was. That's embarrassing. She got a message, though.
Yeah. And we also got the lovely Kiana joining us today.
Hello.
Before we get into our daily shenanigans, Sarah, what's the info?
So you should follow us on Facebook at The Broad-Cast. We have a Twitter at The Broadcast 999. Our Instagram's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So today has been, that message, I actually just quickly read it. It's been a day of creepy, weird messages.
Mm-hmm. I love creepy, weird messages.
So I think let's start with that.
Sure.
This guy that I went on a date with, I think I met him on Plenty of Fish back in the day.
When PRS!
I
was
like, yes.
21 or 20 years old, something like this. It's been a while. We had a thing for a little bit, and then we faded.
Just kind of faded.
He kind of lived far away and had weird schedules, so it faded. It was fun while it lasted, and that was it. And then many years later, I get a friend's request on Instagram and on Facebook from him, and he's now married. And I'm just like, "What are you doing, dude? What's going on?" And it turns out that, like, you know, he kind of told his wife about me, and we just started just kind of BSing. I'm like, I think it's kind of weird. He's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, no, why are you adding me? Like, you're married. This is weird. And he's like, well, no, like, and it turns out, like, his wife has a crush on me, too, and she would like me to do stuff to her. Well, you know, he doesn't have to watch if I don't want, but, like she wants to explore these things, and I'm into these things, so she's like, hey, can one of these days we should all hang out? So he'll message me and when they're both drunk together and tell me what things, like, taking pictures and sending them to me. But he just messaged me. He's like, hey, I heard you on the talking about how you go to this karaoke bar that in Northgate. I go to it as often as I can. Yep. The rickshaw is my bar. He's like, I'm just trying to be creepy. Like, he's always like, sorry if I'm bothering you. I'm just being creepy. I'm like, why do you have to preface it that way? But when I met him in a group setting. And we pretended we met each other at a show the previous week of a band I don't even know. Because it's like he didn't want to admit that we met online.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
And I'm just like, whatevs, bro. So I met all his friends. One of them was a jerk, but I put him in his place in front of everyone, so it was pretty awesome.
Nice.
Because nobody would ever put him, like, take him down.
Yeah.
He's like, are you trying to get up on all the big tonight? I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm not up on you.
Oh.
Everyone was one of those, and I was the winner of that night. It was great. But chatting with him, and I met his buddy. He's like, oh, hey, my buddy who you met a long time ago is the bouncer at that bar, and he sees you all the time, and I feel like that's kind of weird. Like, this person recognizes me.
So, like, keeping tabs on you for him or something?
Oh. Not necessarily, but it was just like, crap, I don't remember this person. Now I have to pay attention next, like, because there's always this one bouncer that was there, and now he's not there. I don't know.
The bouncer will probably text the dude and be like, hey, Vicky's here. Yeah. You should come. Would you do anything with the couple?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, why haven't you?
Because it's far. They live in my hometown, so whenever I go to my hometown, I'm with my folks. Mm. I do stuff with my folks. I don't get to see them often.
I bet if you invited them to your birthday party.
I'm not inviting them to my birthday. I'm going to be too busy taking care of everyone else. Like,
got those,
like,
beautiful couches in the
garage.
Yeah, just showing pictures of my roommates. Old couches in my garage.
Girl, every girl has to get birthday sex. Look,
yeah, I will call. I have some friends. I got
and birthday threesome. That'd be awesome. Oh. It is your golden year.
I know.
I still have a month to figure out what I'm doing for that. But I just made. Shut up. He just messaged me again.
He knows we're talking about him.
Oh, weird. He's like, I was just curious because his wife, like my wife and I, were talking about going to that place tomorrow night since he works and he's one of my best friends. That is all.
Oh,
I'm busy tomorrow night. Otherwise, maybe.
Oh, whatever.
I'm closing, man. I'm closing the restaurant tomorrow.
Are you a little disappointed? Or are you a little relieved?
A little both. I don't have to worry about it. I'm cool.
Don't have
it's
to
easy.
Shave everything.
I probably wouldn't. But I did get this other message on, like I was telling you guys before we came on the podcast. And I mentioned that one of my favorite porn stars is Tommy Pistol.
Because
he's just a goofy guy. And I think he has, like, one of the things, what is it, a Frylock and Meat Wad from, what was that show on Adult Swim?
Oh, goodness.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah, Aqua Teen
Hunger
Force.
He has that tattooed on his stomach.
Are you serious?
Every time I see any porn with him, I'm just like, there's his tattoo! He's just such a goofy guy, and I think he'd be not only a great lay, like, you get yours, but then afterwards, like, and what I mentioned to somebody, I'm like, you can just sit on the couch, eat pizza, and not worry about your belly rolls and just laugh about gross stuff.
Do you actually like get turned on watching his porn?
Yes, like, because he's very, like, when he talks, mm-hmm. like, he can be goofy and weird, but then when he's, like, in his, like, domination mode,
yeah.
he'll, like, talk to you, and he'll be, like, he kind of does the thing you like, where it's just, like, tells you what to do and just yells at you and in a sexy way. He's like, hey, you're going to do it this way? Come on, this is how you're going to do it. And it's just like, ah, okay. Okay. Yes, please. But this guy messaged me on my fan page that he knows him or he's has mutual friends with him. I'm like, I don't know
message
if I should.
Him.
But like, it's kind of like, you know what this feels like though?
What?
You know when you they warn you, like there's a stranger with a windowless van offering you candy. He is offering me candy.
Yeah, but he has like your favorite flavor.
I don't know if he does.
But he says he has mutual friends.
Yeah, because nobody's ever lied on the internet.
That's why you gotta find
take
out.
A peek inside that van and see what's
yeah.
going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, see if he mm-hmm. really does.
And then get snatched up and I get killed.
Or you could like offer to like, you're like, oh, I've always wanted to be in a porn with him. You should tell him that.
I don't, well, I can't. See, I promised myself I'd never actually do porn as long as my folks are alive.
Okay, so I'll kill your parents. Just kidding. What about just like softcore?
No.
Heavy petting?
No. I don't think I could do it to
I don't think they'd ever find out, honestly.
I think they would. The internet is a dark really? And scary place. But do you guys want to talk about, this has got to be a quick one, so I have to go to our new studios, because this is our last podcast broadcasting.
In the studio.
I know. In the 1100 Way, Olive Way studios.
It's so weird.
It's very sad. Like, just walking in here and everything is emptied out. Like, mm-hmm. everything's gone.
Nothing on the walls. Yeah.
It's sad.
And like, if you haven't seen our new studios, they're freaking awesome. Have you seen them, Sarah?
Mm-mm, no.
I've just seen the pictures that people have been posting, but I'm excited to see them. It looks like all brand new boards on there.
Are you free after the podcast?
I have a little bit of time.
You can come with me. I gotta go pick some stuff up.
Mm-hmm. I might like to do that.
All right, you can check them out. It's really, really fancy. Like, almost too fancy. I don't want to touch anything.
I'm like, break it.
I don't want to, like, break it or, like, fingerprints or anything.
I know,
it's just so clean.
They're
everything
about on the show how you can, like, stand up and if you want your desk to like
be a standing desk.
It's one of those standing desk things.
I'm like, that's too much. That's so extra.
So extra.
Watch me like do it all the time.
I know you're gonna be like using it
I'm
all
be, like,
the time.
Up.
You'll be like, oh, now going down, doing a squat.
Yeah.
Hey, up, and then
two.
Up and then
and two.
Uh-huh. So yeah, brain's a little frazzled. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. Like it is every time we podcast. but recently on the main show, we were like about a week or two ago, we were talking about customer service and BJ said something about, isn't the customer always right? And I said, no, the customer is always stupid.
I have to agree with you on that one.
And
sometimes.
I'm like, and remind people what you do for a living.
I'm an event marketing manager. So what I do is actually go out to different shows, let's say home shows. We'll do fairs, festivals, pretty much anywhere we can get into. And I generate leads for the company that I work for. So I'm engaging customers mm-hmm. all day. That's all my job is to do. And I can tell you I've had some very unique experiences with people throughout my years doing it.
Is there any that pop to mind?
Quite a few. I had one older gentleman almost punch me in the face.
Jesus.
Yeah, so these are...
Oh, you're so sweet.
I know. But what he did was, so we have our display, and he comes up to it, and part of our display is some running water, and it's a roof. He has some sort of teriyaki or some sort of sauce all over his hands. Now, this gentleman, he has to be at least 65 years old. He's walking with a cane, so he knows better. He comes up to my display and decides to wipe his saucy hands all over my display. And so I look at him and I go, sir, I go, this isn't a sink. I'm like, these displays cost a lot of money. You know, there's a bathroom right over there. He did not like me saying that to him. And he just went off on me. The guy across the way had to come and pull him away because he was about to, like, punch me in the face. And I was being nice and cordial and being like, sir, like, you just need to leave my booth. You need to go away. And that's one of the, you know, extreme experiences. But yeah.
Dude, I would be so...
I had to call security. And I was like, this guy's threatening me.
That is so rude.
Yeah. You definitely meet some interesting people in the field that I work in just because you're talking to so many people all day.
Yeah.
Were you afraid that he was going to, like...
No, because I was taller than him. And, like, if he... Yeah. You know, but...
You're
I'm not
short. He must have been tiny.
He was a little old man.
He's
that's
shrinking.
What it was, she, like, surprised me. I was like... Like, you should know better.
You got the Napoleon complex going on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was interesting. That's one of the more interesting ones. But just people on a general, you know, people can just be very rude sometimes. And,
yeah.
you know, I don't understand. You know, you get more with honey than vinegar. So coming up and yelling at me about something, like, what is that going to accomplish?
Yeah.
So. Right. Mm-hmm. And so my philosophy, because my other job, I waitress, but Caller. I also,
I'm kind of manager now some nights.
There we go.
And I know some waitresses or some managers previously are like, oh, we'll do whatever the customer wants. And like my cousin who was a manager once, that's what she's trying to fit 12 people in a space that could maybe fit at most like 10 if you're pushing it, maybe 9, like maybe like 8 people is okay. But any more than that, it gets uncomfortable. It's a small space, but they really wanted to be on the patio. She's like, well, this is what they want. And I told her, like, this is a bad idea. You're trying to fit 12, 13 people on this thing. She's like, this is a bad idea. She's like, well, it's what they wanted. I'm like, I don't care. It's stupid. Like, and at the end of the day, it's like, it's going, and I, luckily I wasn't the server, and she's like, all right, you're not even taking the table, so you should calm down. Like, whatever. But the customer isn't always right. If you think you want something, you, like, sometimes you can't have it because, yeah. like, you're not going to have the greatest experience because you think you want something, you're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because I'm going to have a hard time getting through. I'm going to have a hard time giving you your drinks, your food. I don't want to be putting plates over someone's head if I don't have to. It's just, they don't think about this. They just like, I want this. And that's what customers are. And I love saying no to people. I'm not going to lie.
I'm so bad at it. I'm like, I'm a waitress too in my other job. And I'm like, I'm so bad at it. I hate displeasing people.
Yeah.
Because I do always think like, you're coming into this, you're paying, you're the customer, this and that. So it's way out of my comfort zone. Like,
see, the way I see it, and this might help, is if I'm in a bad mood, or if this is going, if what they want is going to hinder my ability to be the, to give them the best services I can, then why would I let them do it?
Yeah.
So I'll have people try to sit 5 people to maybe a 3-person table. And this 3-person table is like if you're ordering light snacks. I don't even like sitting 3 people there normally if you're eating big meals.
Yeah, it's not meant for the big meals and big plates.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, I'm having some wings and like maybe 1 plate and a drink each. It's not a big space, but I'll see people pulling chairs from the bar. It's like, no, you see that the bartender has a certain amount of chairs and that's their money. You're taking away their money. And so I'll put the stools we have designated for extra people on the side and they get all mad. This doesn't have a back to it. I'm like, well, then go sit at the big table. This big table's right here available for you. You'll have much more space. And I always say that. I'm like, hey guys, are you going to order big meals? I can put you right here. It's going to be a lot more space. You're going to be a lot more comfortable and it's going to be easier for me to get to. And most people are like, oh, okay. But they're like, oh, no, this is fine.
Yeah.
It's just like, after that, I'm like, well, I can't convince stupid, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Plus, you can't, like, force anyone to, like, you know what I mean?
Move.
Unless they're underage and they're in the bar area.
That's my favorite, though, too. I'm like, feel free to have a seat wherever you want, and then they take their babies.
To
and
the
I'm
bar.
Like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, that's the bar. They can't sit there. It's like, well, you said I could seat wherever I want. I'm like, I didn't realize I was dealing with an idiot. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Let me clarify.
Well, like, you can really say here and here, like, not there.
You don't know, like, someone's age. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really, really
bad. No, she had a baby.
No, but, like, like if it's, like, if we all went to. Like, we all look over 21, but then it also, it could be iffy.
It could,
you know
what
I mean? So being, like, are you guys all over 21? And some people are, like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I know. Like, it's like, excuse me. That should be a compliment. If people think that I'm younger than I'm Evan, I'm like, thank you. Thank you for IDing me.
Yeah,
it makes me feel good.
And that's what I'll say. I'm like, if everyone's over 21, you may sit at the bar. And then, like, if somebody doesn't look like they're 21, it's just like, all right, that's the server's job to check the ID at the table. And if they happen to not be 21, they get kicked out of the bar. Easy as that.
It just really surprises me how people act that they think since they're paying customers, it gives them liberty to treat everybody else just like crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, I don't know, maybe I was raised with manners, but I would never treat my server or anybody that way that's helping me out with a purchase or my meal or anything like that.
Well, and like sometimes it's not like our fault. Like
exactly.
For me, like sometimes we like just changed computer systems and stuff and a lot of things were wrong and like a lot of the prices were wrong. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? And like, point it out to me, let me know so I can change it for sure. But don't get like bitchy at me. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to charge you an extra dollar for this. I just put it in the computer and the computer system
like,
was wrong.
I apologize.
I didn't make the menu. Like, I didn't do the pricing. So it's like,
I get that all the time, especially in the business that I work at. So, you know, I work in the home improvement industry pretty much, and I get yelled at for install issues. I'm a marketer. I don't install the product.
I wasn't there for that.
I didn't put it on there. And I always explain people that. I go, you know, I had to, you know, apologize and give them our customer service number and talk them down. But I can't even count how many times I've been screamed at for something that I have no control over.
And I think that's what I think is the stupidest thing too when you're a server and there's something like wrong with the food, or not even wrong with the food, where they're like, we don't like it. I'm like, okay. And I'll do the nice thing and remove it off their check if they don't eat it. Yeah. And I'm like, but I'll remove it and then I'll like, would you like something else? Let me get you something else. Something like, if you didn't really like the soup, I'll get you the salad you were looking at instead. Let me go get that for you and I'll make sure you get it out quick.
Yeah.
I'll replace it, but I'm still either going to charge it for them, or I'll like get them a drink. Like I'll buy them a drink for their troubles for having to wait and all that jazz. But it's just super frustrating with the people who think they can just do whatever they want in that sense. Like, oh, well, I want, like, am I not going to get more out of this? It's like, or they're getting mad. I'm like, you know what? It's, you didn't like it.
Okay. So
it's not
a
problem with me. It's just you didn't like it.
And either you didn't like it and you didn't really eat it, or you, I don't know. There was this one incident that I recently had that the guy pointed to something on our menu, and our menu is like all in Italian. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you want the this and this? And he said yes. And so I got him that. Mm-hmm. But he really wanted the one below it. And it was like one started with an S and one started with a C. But they were very different Italian words. One was spacanopoli, one was cipollina, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very different. But I could see if you don't know the language and this and that. So he's like, oh, this is not a, and he didn't eat any of it. And so I was like, okay, well, I get you what you want. But in my mind, like, if I went out and that happened to me, I would kind of hope and assume that that wouldn't be on my bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, the original one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, if they like switched it out.
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even if I didn't like it and I was like, or if it was, like, I don't know, undercooked or whatever.
Well,
can
see,
be
that's
like
different. There's a difference between not liking something and having it come out either, like, cold or undercooked or
just wrong completely,
like with a bug in it, yeah, or something completely wrong. I feel like that's a difference. If it's just your personal preference, you're like, I'm gonna try something new. Oh, I don't like it. Oh, because my dad's
that
like,
would be really weird. I don't think I'd ever do that at a restaurant.
I wouldn't send
That'd
it back.
So awkward.
I would just like eat just what like, I like and then I'd just take it home because I feel
yeah,
bad.
Exactly,
yeah. But I've had people do that. They're like, yeah, I didn't really like this. And I'm like,
oh, I have too.
They'll point it out and then it's just like, oh, crap. Oh,
I totally remembered. And they were like, this is like a terrible, I don't know why you guys would have this on your menu. And it was a really popular item and I really like it. And so I was like, oh, it's actually like really popular.
It's one of our best-selling menu items. But
I'm like, I just think
right.
You don't have taste.
Maybe we're too fancy for yours.
I think you should just go back
really
to your
weird.
SpaghettiOs, honey.
Well, yeah, for real. And then I like walk it back to the chefs, and the chefs are like, "What the hell?" And I'm like, "I don't know. She's crazy. I'm gonna go eat it in the back."
Like, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm paranoid of eating other people's food. I don't know why. I just can't. Unless they didn't
too,
touch the fries or something.
Then I'm even more just so sad dumping it all out.
Yeah. You're like wasting a whole meal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people, don't get me wrong, like some tables that are like, the people are gnarly or they have like kids that are gross, I will not touch their food.
No.
Like, I don't even care. I was like, I don't know. Mm-mm. You are grimy. Mm-mm. But if they're just fine and they're just like, oh, I don't want to take the rest of my pizza home, you know?
That's like,
pizza's
yeah,
different.
Pizza's different.
Cause not, yeah.
You yeah. never know what people do.
No, that's true.
Lick
dude, I remember
individual piece.
The last time I went to Chuck E. Cheese, and I always thought Chuck E. Cheese was awesome.
Chuck E. Cheese is awesome. It's
have
awesome.
You gone back as an adult?
No, but I should.
No, I went back a couple years ago, and I took my friend's kids. I was babysitting. She's like, "Yo, here's some coupons for Chuck E. Cheese."
Go straight out. Up, just pictured Vicky going by herself.
Yeah,
so I went to Chuck E. Cheese.
I was very
myself.
Tempted, but there was a lot of people that day, so I was like, "I can't do this." So I went with my friend's kids, and they're running around, and I never realized how disgusting the floor is, how everything is, because it's all being touched by children all day long. And I never realized it because I was a kid. I was like, this is normal. And so I was like, okay, kids, I don't even want to take you one at a time because I'm starving, to the bathroom to wash your hands. And I think I had some hand sanitizer or something. So I'm like, here, kids. And so before I could get one kid's hand, he touched every single slice of pizza after he'd been playing on all the equipment. And I'm like, oh, I'm so hungry, kid. Why did you do this to me? Yeah, I still ate it.
Just take the cheese off. It's good.
It's like, yeah, no, I wouldn't take the cheese off. That's the best part. So yeah, you really don't know what people are doing to the food.
Your face is all like,
I know. I'm like, maybe I won't
second guessing
do that
my choices now.
But I found this article and I thought it was hilarious because it's an example of what the customer thinks, like, oh, I'm right. I deserve this. And I honestly think that the people that are the more entitled is not the millennials. It's older people. People who are parents' age.
People about to older people. Punch Kiana in the face.
Right? Millennials are like, oh, I'm so sorry for the hold up. You know, we just had this party of 20 that showed up and like I couldn't, like they ordered wait like before you guys got here. So it's holding up the kitchen. Food's taking a little longer. And like, especially like, hey, they all ordered fried stuff. So our fryer is backed up right now. So the fried chicken that normally takes 20 minutes is up to like 30, 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I apologize for the wait. Like, oh, no, it's okay. I'm like, can I get you guys more drinks?
Yeah, they're more like, no, it's cool. It's whatever.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'll just have another beer.
Like, yeah. But older people are like, okay. Mm-hmm. They just get all like
bougie.
Angry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the case always. I had a table that, I don't know if I've ever told you this story. It was a crazy ass night. I had one of the bigger sections. I had one table whose order got all messed up and like their order was already taking forever. And then my boss took it out to the wrong table.
Uh-oh.
But the wrong table, that story's fun in itself. But they were super, like, understanding. Like, you know what? I haven't seen my friends in 10 years. You're just giving us more time with them. So we're having a great time. So we made sure we got them appetizers for free. We got them a round of drinks. So we hooked them up. And they were just super thankful. We took them, gave them extra food to take home.
Did the people that got the food, did they not, like, question it?
No. Reason being, they were all S-faced.
Oh.
And the reason they were all S-faced was because they were from a wedding. They went to a wedding and the bride left the groom at the altar. So I had the groom's party. So I had the groom who was just plastered and all of his buddies. And they're like, we want a couple more drinks, but I think he's done. We need food in us for sure. So I'm taking care of this party and I'm sitting there telling my other tables because they're kind of loud and stuff. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't look, but like, the gentleman over there, you know, he just got left at the altar today. So if they're a little disruptive,
I want to cry for him.
Yeah,
I know, that's like, sad.
Like, I'm like, did you get the deeds? Were you like, what the hell? Did she literally just say like, I think she didn't show up.
I don't think she showed up.
Did the rest of her family show up?
I'm guessing because everyone was in tuxes, including the groom. And I think like at one point he's drunk, like trying to call people. I don't know who he was calling because I was super busy. So I'm trying to take care of these guys. I'm trying to take care of all my other tables.
Didn't show. That is the most like epic. But, it's like a movie.
I was like, but his best man came up to me. He's like, you see the guy in the end? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he just got left at the altar. It's like, don't look. Don't make a face. He's like, because I was about to like put my hand up to my mouth, gasp. And he's like, no. Don't do that. He's like, we need some more drinks and we definitely need food. So somebody ordered like a big thing of food for everyone. Like, he's like, okay, let's just order this, this, and this, and that, and people can share.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was super sad, but I was
did
like,
you
I never...
get him a, she's a bitch, you deserve better shot?
No, because he was already drunk, and so when I was telling my other tables, I'm like, I'm so sorry they're disruptive. Like, I was like, just be cool.
I think he's popular.
I know. I never get messaged until now, apparently. Melissa, who is on the podcast, side note. A while back.
ADD.
I know. Yeah, well, that's what her message me just now. She had just recently quit her job, and she's been looking for one, and she just got one. So
Melissa!
That was fast.
And she quit, like, last week or something?
Yeah, I was impressed. Like, that wouldn't have been me. Anywho, yeah, so people are wanting to, like, from my other tables, like, we want to buy him a drink. I'm like, well, one, I don't want him to know that people know. And
how
two,
did everyone know?
What? Well, because I had mentioned, I'm like, because they're being really rowdy.
Oh.
Like, I apologize. You know, that guy just got left. And so they're kind of consoling their buddy.
Oh, Vicky's telling everyone.
telling
everyone.
Everybody's
man.
Like staring at him. Just
well,
like,
why
so
would a
sorry.
Bunch of drunk guys in tuxedos just be here? Like, and they're being loud and noisy and it's already kind of
like,
crazy.
Be a
it's being backed
party
up.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be anything.
Like, you would rent a tuxedo for a bachelor party?
Maybe they wanted a fancy bachelor party.
Shoot.
But it was also to kind of like give me the sympathy votes why I was taking care of them a little more.
I get you.
You know, I was trying to like take
I would just be like, he's having a rough night.
Well, like, but people think rough night is like it's his birthday or something. It's like, well, he did this to himself. I was like, no somebody
like
did
he's
this.
Having a rough night.
Yeah.
Like, no, I didn't care. I was like, cool. But they're like, we want to buy him drinks. I'm like, no, you know what? He's not drinking anymore. Me and his friends cut him off. So I appreciate it. I know
crazy.
He would. But
that's
yeah.
so much money down the mother.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Are
like,
you kidding me?
And they were looking nice. So I can only imagine that's at least 30 grand of a wedding.
Wasn't it typically the bride's parents that pay for the wedding?
I don't know.
I'm not really sure on that.
Dude, depends.
That's tradition. And I thought that was like how it is.
Some
period.
People don't do
but
that nowadays.
Nowadays, it's not anymore.
Oh. I'm
well,
like the bridal loop.
Well, the whole every like even millennials, the way we're doing things is different. Like we're waiting to get married in general. Because we can't afford it, or unless you have rich parents, whatever.
Doing things on the cheap a little bit more.
Yeah,
too.
Like, but even, like, we're killing... The millennials are killing the diamond industry.
Dad, you better be saving that cash for my wedding.
No, but, like, there's articles saying that millennials are killing the diamond industry. because we don't really care. Like, we can't afford it, nor do, like, we're getting to the point where, like, we don't really care.
Yeah.
We don't care about all these fancy things like you guys think. Like, golf,
except
too.
I do, like, I went to a wedding over the weekend, and I was surprised at how, like, nice and put together it was. Mm-hmm. And it seemed so, like, they had it at a country club, so they had it outside, the ceremony, whatever. Then everyone just went inside. It was already decked out. There was a dance floor. There was a DJ. Like, it was beautiful. The place settings. It was gorgeous. There was appetizers. There were people coming around with food. Then we all each got our plate of food and then the cake. And then, like, the waiters and waitresses cut the cake. And I was like, this is so, like, literally everything's being done for you. Like, and I was like, this probably cost so money. But, like, you didn't even have to cut your own cake.
They fed it to us. It was amazing.
There were naked men. No, I'm just kidding.
My goal is to spend.
There was a DJ doing, like, everything and just, like, oh, no, no. Now here is Mr. and Mrs. blah, 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 blah. You know, it just seemed so, like, wow.
Well put together.
Yeah. Well put together. Yeah. And nothing went wrong. And it was just like ceremony there. Everyone just goes upstairs and now you're up to
like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. No one has to drive any. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I get you.
That's insane. Like,
it was probably really expensive.
But that being said, though, the table that got all their food messed up because of this party, they took all the food directly to my wedding guys.
Good. The wedding guys deserve the food more than the other people. Mm-hmm.
But they were super nice and, like, we were super apologetic, but they were very understanding. Like, look, you know, like, it kind of got messed up. I'm sorry your food's taking long. And of course, they ordered food that takes a long time. But they're super cool about it. So it's just like, those are the customers that get all my attention. Like, if you're going to be cool, I will load you up with as much free stuff as I can.
Yeah, totally.
And that's what I always figure, too, when I go into a restaurant. I want to be nice to my servers. Because I want them to treat me nice, too.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, you get more with honey than vinegar. If I'm being, like, a bee to you, it's, like, not going to get very far.
Or, like, snapping at you. Yeah. Or screaming your name across the restaurant. Or just, like, holding the wine glass or your empty, like, whatever glass.
It's just like, I'll wait, like, 20 minutes if my waitress isn't around for a refill because I'm too embarrassed to be, like,
no.
Like, you know, I feel like a jerk.
If you pass, like, if there's a passing server, it's like, hey, can I bother you for a refill, please? I know you're not our server, but if
no, yeah, that's fine.
Well, I don't know the protocol. I've never been a waitress, so I just feel bad.
It's annoying.
Like, I don't like the glass.
Like, honestly,
I think the cup or glass up in the air or the shaking of the glass, like with the ice, I feel it kind of. Like, you're treating us like servants. We're your server, not a servant.
But it is really annoying, though. Well, it's annoying. When if I'm in, like, a different section or something and somebody asks me, because that's fine. Like, but then I have to tell the server, like, yo, your table 27 needs two more cocktails and three more beers. You have, like, either I can't help you get it, but you'll have to ring it in. You know what I mean? So it does get, like.
See, well, that's what I kind of figured, too. And I know everybody's kind of, you know, dedicated their own little spaces, and I don't want to mess up what they're doing. So I'm just
You could even, like, another thing, like, I wouldn't mind, too. Or, like, when people are like, oh, I have a bunch of orders to put in. I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me go get your server. It's like, or if they ask, hey, I don't know where our server is, but could you let her know we'd like some more drinks?
Sometimes
you're stuck with, like, one, or you're helping somebody else in their section, but then you have your section on the other side of the restaurant you're trying to take care of, so you're running back and forth.
Yeah. So, or sometimes when I'm, like, giving, like, menus and waters to people or something, because we don't have a hostess at mine, and then I, like, set them down, like, in someone else's section, and then they, like, give me their super demanding and want everything. They're like, actually, we know what we want. We're kind of in a rush. And then give me their whole damn order, and I'm like,
I'm not even your waitress.
Cool.
I'll be like, you know what? I will send your waitress right. Like, if I really don't care that day, I'm like, I will send your waitress right over. If it's a pretty chill day, I'll quickly take the order down. And I know, like, everyone's numbers are there, so I can put the order in somebody else's number or just transfer it. I don't care. I'm like, here you go.
You can have them.
It just depends on how nice people are. This is one of my favorite customer service just fails on the freaking person. Because a man, like, he's live tweeting a customer trying to return what he thought was cheese. So this guy's name is James Dater. He's like, a very confused man is attempting to return his open diced butternut squash because he thought it was a giant box of cube cheese. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, so this is all his tweets. It's like, okay, I can maybe get it. Like, it's orangey, cubed. Okay. He says, I can't believe this. They're saying he can't because it's opened. He says it wasn't clearly labeled. There's a giant label that says butternut squash. like on the package.
Did you think like butternut squash is a type of cheese or something?
That's what I was thinking, right? Like a sweet cheese.
Like, is it made with butternut squash? But it was clearly labeled butternut squash. Nowhere does it say cheese. It's just like, but he's like, we can't return it. You've already opened it. It's like, well, it didn't say.
Oh,
freaking
God.
Idiot.
Stretching a little bit there, buddy.
He's like, they've agreed to refund his money. Now, he's demanding that they honor the 2-pound cube cheese for the $2.97 as it was priced like squash. So not only did he get his almost $3 back, he's now demanding 2 pounds of cheese for $3.
What?
Wow.
And then he writes, oh God, an employee trying to be helpful have heard the conversation and retrieved a whole butternut squash, and it's a lot worse now. So an employee kind of heard part of it and like, oh, he just wants a whole butternut squash. Okay.
Oh,
he
no.
brings it all out, and then it's just like,
oh gosh,
fuel to the fire. It's just,
he should have just said the package was open. And just returned it.
He's just so stupid. But that's the point with
the mentality of some people.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, the customer, like, I know everyone's like, the customer is always right, right? It's like, no, because the customer is an idiot and will try to take advantage of it. Like, I believe in good customer service,
mm-hmm.
and I will try to give it as best as I can whenever I can. Even if I'm having a crappy day, I try to turn that smile on. I try to, like, make you have the best experience as possible. However, if you're a jerk and are very demanding, it's like, I can't give you a good experience if you are being an a-hole.
Yeah.
Because you're throwing me off my game, and now you're putting me out of my routine. And it's like, I can't do good things for you if you're going to be a dick.
At this point, though, I would have just gave that guy $3 and been like, here you go. Like, just, even out of my own damn pocket.
Like, here, just take like, it. Just
if
go.
If this will shut you up, here you go.
But no, like, it wasn't just that. They're like, okay, fine, we'll
take
it.
But he wanted the cheese,
he
too, wanted on top of it.
And, like, cheese is expensive.
That's weird. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, 2 pounds of cheese? That's going to be more than $3.
So, like,
yeah.
You can get, like, a little cup of, like, a couple of cube cheese with, like, grapes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
For, like,
$4. Yeah.
It's like, you're not getting cubes.
It's
going
to be, like, $20 worth of cheese right
or
there.
Or, like, the big bags at Costco. Like, even those. Or, like, just a regular standard bag that's, I don't even know how much it weighs, but
you
it's
know,
like $8.
Squash does kind of look like cheese now that I'm thinking about
but
it.
But if it says butternut squash.
But they're in totally different sections.
And I think I would notice like the lack of ingredients
section on
the thing too. It's like usually like labels have ingredients. If it just says butternut squash, it's just
butternut squash.
It doesn't say butternut. I can't. I'm saying it so much, I can't say it.
Butternut
cheese.
Squash. Yeah, that's it's yeah.
Yes, yeah. People are stupid.
People just need to treat other people regardless, just with a little bit of respect and some decency. And you find that you get a lot further in life that way than just being a total, you know, a-hole.
Yeah.
In a sense.
And people need to be a little smarter. I had the dumbest table a few weeks ago.
Like, what was
the
it?
Dumbest. I can't even explain to you how dumb it was, but I get my menu's confusing and it's in different languages, but they repeatedly like asked the same thing and then asked if I could do half pizzas and then I said no, but then asked if I could do essentially a half pizza. It was
half a pizza?
Like a half.
Oh, half.
Half
it. Got it. Yeah.
I was just I couldn't do it. And then at some point I just think they're joking because they're so stupid. Like, I'm like, are you screwing with me?
Like, like, wait a second,
these
here.
Really, your questions? Like, what?
Am I being pranked or something?
And then there was like this, we have like a pesto pizza, and then this guy was like, oh, what's pesto? And I explain it to him. And his girlfriend's like, babe, you've had pesto before. And he's like, I have? Did I like it? And then they're going on this conversation, like kind of arguing about it. And I'm just like, it's like mainly basil. Like,
it's like basil and olive oil.
Yeah,
blend it up.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's that green stuff you sometimes see on pizzas.
And they were just, and I was just like, I gotta go. I hear someone calling my name. You guys figure this
like,
out.
I gotta help this other table
sometimes
right here.
Sometimes I hate when I have that server. It's like, I'll be right back. And it's like, oh, wait. But then I realize why it needs to be done sometimes, because you'll get stuck there for like 10 minutes.
Stuck there. Like, I intentionally had, because they got two pizzas, had my other server follow me, even though I can obviously carry two pizzas at once. But I was like, you just need to come out with me so then I have an excuse to leave. And I legit just like dropped the pizza, and then she dropped one. And they start asking questions and I just walked away and she got stuck there. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
I couldn't do it anymore. point, she comes back and she's like, I saw how fast you left that tape. And I was like, do you understand the pain? And she's like, losing brain cells.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really bad. Yes, customers, we make fun of all of you.
Oh, yeah, we do, because that's how we survive.
But we also, like, compliment you. Like, if you're looking fine or something, or you're hella cool, we'll be like, dude, table 24, you see that guy? A damn.
Oh, I always make sure I tell, especially if they're not my table, so they don't think I'm just trying to butter them up. Like, when a girl's rocking her lipstick, I'm like, girl, what you got going on? This lipstick, you're freaking rocking. I love it. And they're like, oh, thank you. It was my first time trying it. Or one girl comes in and she always has, like, the funkiest outfits in a good way. She'll wear, like flower print Doc Martens with, like, a cool funky print dress and, like, weird sunflower earrings. And just,
ooh,
like,
throwback to the 90s.
Yeah, she just, does her thing. And I'm just like, I love your style. Like, I like what you're rocking. You got it. Like, you're rocking it. And she's just like, oh, thank you. Like, she's kind of shy, but her face lights up. And I'm like, I like to not just do that because I want you to have a good experience at the restaurant, but I do believe, like, girls should, you know, be spreading the love. Hashtag spread the love.
Yeah. She's probably like, this waitress at this one
restaurant. She was hitting on me hard.
Every time I come in, she says, I'm rocking my look.
I didn't say anything about your boobies.
But you were looking at them.
No, they were kind of hiding. Anywho.
She tried. Good look.
Couldn't get a good look. But I'll switch gears real quick with a message we did receive via text message. And I think we'll wrap it up real quick because I got to go to the new studios.
Sparkly.
All right. So this is from our buddy Moose.
Moose.
Oh, Moose.
He's like, last we heard, he broke his arm. He says, hey, guys, I'm a bit lit right now, so excuse any grammar mistakes.
I'm a bit lit. He's lit.
Yeah, this was last week.
I like it, Moose.
I love that it was at 5:56 p.m., by the way. You rock it. So first off, I'm not white. I'm Native American, so I just tan, not burn. And I found out that I broke my arm. And as I was messing with this girl at a party, I tripped on some crack in the concrete.
Oh,
I am
so sorry.
6'3", 280 pounds, and landed on my arm. Ooh. Which segues me to my current situation. The girl at the party and I have hung out a few times, and I stayed the night at her place twice now. Haven't quite hooked up yet, but it's bound to happen. She's actually just my type, physically and personality-wise. But my problem is she was dating a friend of mine, so I'm conflicted. Hmm. It's hard to find someone that I connect with, but does it make me an a-hole?
Definitely ask your friend.
Talk to your friend.
Consult with a friend first.
Was he just like seeing her for a little bit part-time? Like,
was it super serious?
Yeah, regardless, definitely ask him.
Yeah, run it by him. This is common courtesy.
It's just, yeah.
And just tell him, like, you really click with her.
Yeah.
He might be happy for you. You don't know.
Granted, if it was they dated for a year, like, last year or 6 months ago, maybe not. It's probably not going to be in your best.
It depends if I guess she broke his heart or whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
but I think it is really probably easier with dudes. So you're lucky in that sense because I feel like
hey, Sarah, I really connect with your ex-boyfriend. You know, I know you dated him 5 years ago and you guys are cool now. Could I date him? That would feel weird.
That face.
That'd be weird. Like, if you started trying to go out with my ex, I think, depending on the ex, I might have a problem with it.
I think it'd still be kind of weird, though. Like, I mean, like, and it's weird, too, because I just met one of my ex's current girlfriends. And, like, that's totally different. I didn't know her. She's hella cool. Fine. Whatever. Yeah. But, like,
people move on. You know?
Yeah.
It's
like,
gonna
I
happen.
Have no feelings towards him at all anymore. But, like, if my friend that I knew started that, I don't know why it feels weird.
Yeah.
Because you were, at least with, I was having this conversation with my ex-boyfriend. And he's like, I don't even know how we got to it. It was just one of those other stupid fight where you start fighting about something little and then you start fighting about something big. And I said, I have a problem if my best friend were to date my ex, the guy before him. He's like, well, why? If you don't have feelings for him, I'm like, because I think that's rude. He's like, well, wouldn't you want your friend to be happy? So, what, like, does that mean you have feelings for him? Like, no. It's just she was there and saw, like, all that pain and all the fights we had. So she was there for that. So I think it'd be dumb on her part to start dating him. And two, like, it's just disrespectful. He's like, well, it's only disrespectful if you have. It's just we got into this stupid circular argument. But it's just like it's not. It wouldn't be cool with me because, like, I don't know. Like, depending on the ex. There's some exes, she's dated an ex of mine, actually. She asked permission. Mm-hmm. I joked about him, like, you guys should date. You guys are such good friends. She's the one that introduced me to him. We dated for a couple months, went to prom together. That was it. Broke up shortly before I graduated. It was done. Then they became close a couple years later, and she asked, like, we kind of have feelings for each other, and we'd like to try it out. Would that be okay with you? And I'm like, you know what? I was never in love with the guy. You go for it. I think it's different when you love the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I think it depends on the ex. There's a couple exes I'm like, go for it. Have fun with that one. But, you know.
Sorry.
Sorry, because you're stupid.
Yeah, I would definitely say talk to your friend first. Find out ASAP. And then make a damn move, okay? Because I swear a girl will end up friend zoning you if you don't make a move. I would like say within, like, three times of, like, hanging out one-on-one, especially if you're spending the night. You have, like, not necessarily even, like, sex, but definitely do something.
Yeah.
Because it's happened to me in, like, three times. I'm like, dude, where are your balls?
It's just like, hey, if you want to date me, tell me.
Yeah, and if you want to do me, do me.
Well, if I want to, yes. If I want to do you.
Don't pressure her, Boots. That's not what I'm saying.
But yeah, I think that's a good place to wrap up. So
I hope your arm's getting better, by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you are in that situation, talk to the buddy.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And be cool to your servers.
Yes.
Don't be that jerk. And no, like, we will make fun of you. But also, if you're a cool table, I will come up to my girls and be like, oh my God, the people, like the couple at table three are just the sweetest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And they're super nice. Like, we do kind of brag about that just to kind of make, not to make the other girls feel better, but it's just nice to say, oh my God, somebody's being cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We do talk about you if you're good or bad.
just so you know,
we're judging.
And don't get mad at us. Like, I hate it. Like, there's some people like, oh, I overheard the server talk about me. It's like, for one, as a server, you should never be talking loud enough for a customer to hear.
Yeah,
I'm so loud.
Second of all, don't get mad.
You're like over in the corner yelling, oh my God.
Oh, I had, she just left a server that was like that. And I'm just like, dude, oh my God, these people at table like 20 are pissing me off. She's like, wait, who?
Table 20?
Who's
over there?
Yeah, she's like, then? Like, I'm like, oh my God, Maddie, shut up. Yeah.
The girl in the bright red dress?
But she'd be really loud and she'd wonder why people were tipping her off. I'm like, because you were just talking crap about them. I'm sure they heard you.
Yeah, they don't appreciate that either.
That's why you got 50 cent tips.
Oh, gosh.
Lesson learned, girl. Well,
not really.
Have a good weekend and we'll see you from our new studios.
Woo-hoo. Bye.
Bye.